actually wanted to kind of ask you that because you know, you were also raised in Sunset Park.
Now. Yes. Yes.
So, first of all, where did you grow up in Sunset Park?
In Sunset Park, we first lived on 21st Street between 3rd and 4th Avenue.
Okay.
The building is no longer there. There was a fire.
Mm.
It burned to the ground.
Mm.
I think 3 people died in that fire.
Wow.
By that time, we had moved out and we were living on 29th Street between 3rd and 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lived there till I was about 15. And then we moved to 42nd Street. Between 8th and 9th Avenue,
mm-hmm.
which is borderline Borough Park.
Mm-hmm.
It borders Borough Park, which is a Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
Sunset Park, I went to PS 172, which is on 29th Street and 4th Avenue, right across the street from the 72nd Precinct.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, you can imagine, I was always in the precinct.
Yeah.
I was always hanging out with the cops
Yeah.
in the precinct.
Huh, that's
interesting. I remember Officer White. He was a... operated a scooter patrol.
Uh-huh.
His name was Officer White, but he was black. Yes.
Irony.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He was black, and I was like, Officer White. And it was spelled White, W-H-I-T-E.
Yeah.
White.
I bet he got that a lot.
Yeah, but really nice guy. You know, he was a cop. He just let us hang around the precinct and all the other cops. They always, you know, we always knew when they were bringing people in that were arrested. We would look through the window and the neighborhood was safe. It was, you know, there was a lot of gangs back then.
Mm.
But they were starting to, you know, put them all behind bars.
You can always also pause the interview whenever you want, if you want to rest or.
And I'm good. The gangs, there were the ASDs and FMDs, which stood for the Filthy Mad Dogs.
It was just back then, growing up, it was like that
was the era of the gangs in New York City.
Was that the 70s, 60s?
Yeah, the 70s, because I was born in 71, so when I was of age to understand what was going on, I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So, you know, I knew who the gang members were. You could see them walking down the street, and you knew who was a gang member back then. You know, the guy was walking around with, you know, just ripped jacket and patches and, you know, bandana, carrying a knife in his pocket. I mean, you could see it. So, but they never bothered me, you know. They would call me Youngblood. Hey, what's up, Youngblood?
All right. They liked
you. Yeah, they didn't bother me. I didn't bother them, you know, and I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't get involved with them.
What was Sunset Park like? I mean, in terms of the racial makeup? And
the racial makeup, when I was it was funny. Between 3rd and 4th was Spanish, you know, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Dominican.
Mm.
Not so many Dominicans and so many Mexicans. Mostly Puerto Rican, though. Above 4th Avenue or 5th Avenue was like all Italians, Norwegians, Irish.
Oh.
You know, like a block over, my friend Anthony, his family was Italian. On the other side, my friend Rob's family was Italian. It was mostly Italian.
So it was heavily Italian.
Italian back then, yes. You know, and then Fifth Avenue was, that was all Italians, Norwegians, Irish. You know, it was just a big, you know, it was really, really white, you know.
Mm.
Sunset Park, you didn't have the problem you have now with, like, the Mexican gangs fighting in the park over the territory of the park, like.
Mm.
You know, like, you know, just stupid things. They're fighting over something that doesn't even belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, that's nothing to do with me.
Now.
Yeah, that's happening now. It's part with the Mexican gangs that, you know, they just, you know, it's just young punks that don't, you know, don't have anything else to do with their time. You know, so they want to, they're mugging people in the park and
This is the park that you grew up in.
Yeah, I grew up in the pool. You know, we went to the park and Sunset Park pool. I mean, in the summers, it was a really big pool. That was like a safe haven. No one would fight in the pool because they didn't want it closed.
Mm.
So the gangs, even though all gang members went there from different gangs, they wouldn't get into fights because they knew that if they got into fights, they would close the pool down. Then we would have nowhere else to go in the summer and cool off.
Yeah.
So that was like a neutral ground.
Sacred.
Yeah, Yeah, in that area. But yeah, the Mexicans were, you know, there's now it's like, but I think things have gotten better. But then the Puerto Ricans moved in to Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians started to move out. You know, they further into Bensonhurst and Staten Island, and then Puerto Ricans moved in. It took over Fifth Avenue. Then the Dominicans moved in. In the area altogether, not just the businesses, but the homes too, the buildings. Mexicans started moving in, but now it's predominantly all Mexican.
Mm.
Sunset Park is very, very full of Mexicans. But and then you have also, you have now, you know, in Sunset Park you have what everyone calls yuppies. We have more yuppies,
moving in,
which is diversifying the neighborhood again.
Yeah,
not just Spanish anymore. Now you're getting, you know, white back into the neighborhood.
Yeah,
which is almost like the way it started. It was all white, and then Spanish moved in, white moved out, and now Spanish moving in again. And now you also have Asians. They're like dividing up. You know, Sunset Park is getting divided between the Asians and the Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, and the yuppies.
There's a New York Times article about that.
Yeah, they're buying up everything.
Mm.
But the problem that people have with Asians in Sunset Park is that they don't buy from anyone who's not Asian.
Mm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They stick to their own.
Mm-hmm.
They stick to their own businesses. If you own a business on 8th Avenue, guess what? You're going to go broke.
Because
they won't deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
A, maybe it's the language barrier. Who knows? But for the most part, the Asians that I've come across in Sunset Park and in my district, they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
They pretend that they don't speak English, but they speak English.
How do you run into people when you work? Like,
yes, because when I'm on recycling, I'm like recycling Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm a recycling Nazi. If it's not put out the right way, if it's mixed, I'm not taking it.
Mm.
It's considered contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been recycling long enough that you should know how to recycle. We've been doing it since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think you should know by now,
mm.
you know, that, you know, this is the way it has to get done.
So can I ask you, like, do you feel like you've noticed these kind of different changes in terms of race and demographics through your work, like the past 7 years?
Actually, yeah. I mean, you know, because you know, you could see, you know, on different routes that you do on a different day, you see who's moving in,
mm-hmm.
who's moving out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could see the racial makeup
mm-hmm.
of this building that was once, you know, black, let's say. Mm-hmm. Oh, now there's a white family living there.
Mm-hmm.
And then next door, you're like, oh, well, look, the Asians bought the house.
Mm.
You know, they're gutting it. You know, you could just see. And then, you know, especially like on Saturday mornings,
because
we don't really see too many people in the morning hours. I mean, like, we'll see them occasionally, but some people, like, leave early. Some people leave later than when I pass through their blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So some blocks, I don't even know most of my people.
What time do you guys usually pick up in the morning?
We start at 6 o'clock in the morning. Those are our summer hours.
Yeah.
Winter hours are 7 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
We have three shifts. 6 to 2, 4 to 12, and midnight to 8.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, people in my neighborhood where I work, I see, you know, I see, for the most part, I see them in the, you know, between 7:30 and 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can see who's going to work, you know, who's running late.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you there's certain people I see every day that I know. And they say hello, good morning, how are you? You know, thank you very much. And, you know, they thank you for picking up their garbage. And you rarely get that nowadays, you know. One time, we were in my neighborhood, and we were doing corner caps. Corner caps are the corner crosswalks. We were clearing out the corner crosswalks so people can cross.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my friend Chris, my partner, we came on together. We came on the job at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We had to write down how many crosswalks we did, how many bus stops, how many fire hydrants,
mm-hmm.
and we also wrote how many thank yous we got. Out of the 12-hour day, we got, I think it was 105 thank yous.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We did we did like 70 or 80 corner caps, I think it was, because there's, you know, four corners.
Mm-hmm.
We were on Fifth Avenue, actually. Mm-hmm. And we got, yeah, like 115 thank yous.
What year was this?
This was actually it was 2008, I believe. Mm. 2008? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was 2008. Okay. It was one of those icy winters. There was a lot of ice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had Fifth Avenue was long stretch from 39th Street all the way to 65th Street.
Mm.
We're doing the corner caps and the bus stops. Because
mm.
bus stops, because if someone on wheelchair has to get in, they have to have clear the sidewalk so the ramp could come down and pick up the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you can, I've noticed the racial mix up of my district change in the last, 8 years. Because I've been there, now I'm almost there 8 years mm-hmm. complete.
Mm-hmm.
Since I started, I've been in BK7. I knew I was going there out of class.
How did you want that?
Yeah, I wanted to go either BK7,
uh-huh.
BK10, which does Bay Ridge,
uh-huh.
or BK11, which does my district here in Bensonhurst.
Oh, okay.
But this is actually Dyker Heights, where I live.
Okay.
But we're on the borderline with Bensonhurst. But they cover, BK11 covers right up to 14th Avenue.
Okay.
From this side of 14th Avenue which is actually the east side of 14th Avenue, is BK11.
Mm.
The west side is BK10,
mm.
which is the side going towards Manhattan.
Okay.
That's BK10. So I'm pretty much, and BK12, which is Borough Park.
Okay.
They do Jewish and Chinese. Their demographic is because they deal with not only Jewish, Hasidic Jews, Asians, they also deal with Russians.
Mm.
BK12, because they're part of Ocean Parkway. There's a lot of Russians, and there's a lot of Norwegians up there too, and it's they're a different altogether.
Is that an interesting sort of?
Yeah, because I used to work there every Thursday. We would go there out of town.
Mm.
We don't get hours for that because you're still in your zone.
Mm.
If you're on the south side of Brooklyn, like if we go to BK11, BK10, BK6, BK12, you don't get hours for that because that's part of the south.
Mm.
Now if I go to BK15,
mm-hmm.
which is the north,
which is not the same zone,
it's not the same zone, I get hours for that.
Mm.
So we would go every Thursday to do MLP
mm-hmm.
in BK12.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see it was very, very Hasidic.
Mm.
Hasidic and Asian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're working out together, but they're apparently not having any social problems.
They might keep to themselves.
They all keep to themselves. Mm. Same thing, you see, the Jews, the same way. They keep to themselves. They buy for their own.
Mm.
I mean, they'll go into a business if, they need to buy something, but they predominantly stay within their own people.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Asians. You go to 8th Avenue, there's not one Asian store there. And then the other thing that gets people mad in my district about the Asians is that most of their signs are in their language, but they don't have an English translation.
Mm.
So even if we do want to buy there, I don't know what they sell.
Mm.
So I don't, and then if I go in there and you don't feel welcome.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
that's why I guess a lot of people that are not non-Asian, they don't go into their stores. And, like you can see what they sell, some of them, but for the most part, the ones you can't tell what they sell, you can't even read their sign, so you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go into a store because I just, it's my district. I'll go into any store I want. I know about Asian pastries. I like the tashibao.
Mm.
I get the tashibao's, a little pork bun.
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Yeah, they are really good. So I know what I'm getting, and so I walk into the Asian, and I don't have a problem with them, and they're like,
yeah,
they're like surprised. Like I go into there's a smoothie place on 8th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They sell the frozen smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
They're Asian. I go in there. I give my card. She punches my card.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid to walk in and into a store and ask.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't, they don't.
Intimidated.
Yeah, they're just unsure. It's weird. It's really weird, but you can see that they're moving slowly, but surely moving further down the towards Fifth Avenue, the Asians.
Really?
Yeah, they started on, it's funny because between 8th and 9th, it's like half of that block, like say 42nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's like half Asian and half Jewish. The Jews are going up towards 13th Avenue and the Asians are coming down towards Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. When did you note this happening?
Oh, that's been going on for now about a good 10 years.
Mm.
At least 10, 15 years. Mm. That's been doing that. But the sudden Asian invasion, that's been going on also for about probably now, it's got to be at least 15 years.
Mm.
Because, about 15 years. Because when we moved to 42nd between 8th and 9th, all those stores up there were, they were Italian, Norwegians.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bar called the Double Nickel,
mm-hmm.
which was a very popular bar. It's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Asian hair salon. That was probably one of the last places to go in the late 90s.
Are these all places that you were familiar with also growing up?
Yeah. Yeah, on 5th Avenue, on 8th Avenue. Yeah, because I lived there, we moved there when we moved out of 29th Street when I was 15, 16. I just turned 16 when lived on 42nd.
This is the 1980s,
Mm-hmm. 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 And we moved there in 84, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 84 that we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the Asians weren't, they hadn't taken over 8th Avenue yet. They were very scattered, the businesses. You know, one or two in between an Italian deli and a pizzeria. There was like one little Asian store.
Mm.
One little salon. Now it's they took over. They bought everything.
Starting from what street on 8th Avenue?
It started from 49th Street.
Okay.
49th Street. That's when they started. Then they went the other way on 8th Avenue. They went from 49th Street. Now they got it all the way to 39th Street.
Mm.
All the businesses are Asian. Mm-hmm. They have their Asian cafes. And that's the other thing. Like, I know a couple of cafes that opened up, but they're like, the window's all dark. You know, it's got neon lights, but there's no sign that says, you know, come into our bar. It's,
right.
You know, it's like almost like they don't want anyone who's not Asian to go there.
Yeah.
You know, because you walk in, they look at you like you have three heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what are you doing here? It's like, so, you know, people get that uncomfortable feeling, so they won't go in.
Mm.
But I guess they don't need, because they get, you know, they get frequented by their own race. So, you know, they're making their money anyway.
How do you feel about that? I mean, just because this is also the name.
I mean, you know, it doesn't bother me because, you know, I don't live over there. I guess if I lived there now, it'd probably bother me. But I don't. But I make friends easy anyway.
Yeah.
I have Asian friends. And I ask them about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, it's just... Because if you go there and you know someone, they're not going to treat you any different than, you know, they treat anybody else. He goes, but they are a very close society,
mm.
very closed
mm.
in their ways and, you know, what they do and how they feel.
Because
I have friends who've dated Asian girls and
mm.
their families have told the girls, if you don't leave this guy, we're going to disown you.
Mm.
You know, and the girl's like, I'm going to love who I want to love. I'm not, you know, like, you can't tell me that I can't see this guy because he's not Asian.
Mm.
You know, but that's, you know, that they still feel they're old school. The parents are old school. Even though their kids are living here Americanized,
mm-hmm.
they still want them to follow their traditions.
Mm.
And one of their traditions is you don't date outside your race.
Mm.
Italians have been saying that for years. But they've changed over. Now it's a little more open.
With the Italians and
you know, Asians, and you know, very rare that it's a funny thing. You always see like an Asian girl with, you know, a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare do you see an Asian guy with a Spanish girl.
Mm.
And I saw that in my district.
Really?
A couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That I actually had to take a double take of it. You know, and it was like the oddest couple, because he was chubby and she was slim.
Yeah.
Very good looking girl.
Yeah.
And he was Asian.
Yeah.
And you hardly ever see that.
Yeah.
You mostly see Asian girl with a white guy. You don't see, like, you know, Asian guy with a Spanish girl or a white guy.
Do you think things are changing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. They are changing in the district. Yeah. I see a few more interracial marriages too.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy and white girl. Mm-hmm. You know, they moved into, was it a 47th Street? I just recently saw it. Oh, wow.
It's amazing that you can just sort of,
yeah, you can, you
street name,
right. Yeah, you know who lives where, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
And you, if you see somebody like new, you like, you can tell like, oh, they just moved here, they're not from here. You can always tell. I can tell you everything about your life from your garbage.
Yeah.